Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1672, air date March 24th, 2026.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. Today we're going to explore how ginkgo supports gut health with a special focus on its key active compounds and the way they work together to promote a stronger, healthier digestive system. It's going to be an engaging discussion where we'll look at how these bioactive components interact at the cellular level, helping to protect the gut lining, regulate inflammation, and maintain overall gut balance. All right, let's get started and see what this is all about. Ginkgo is often described as the living fossil. Ginkgo biloba is an ancient, deciduous, tall, and remarkably strong tree, easily recognized by its unique fan-shaped, irregularly lobed leaves. It can grow to impressive heights of up to 40 meters, reflecting its resilience and longevity through millions of years of evolution. This plant has been used as a traditional medicinal remedy for more than 2,000 years in China and other parts of the world. Today, it is cultivated widely across Europe, Asia, Argentina, North America, and New Zealand, highlighting its global importance both historically and in modern herbal medicine. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through the lens of systems science. This framework helps us understand how all the interconnected parts work together, allowing us to see the bigger picture behind complex problems. It's a powerful way of thinking, and it's something anyone can learn and apply through truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go any further, I'd like to share a short video with you. As more people join me on this journey into systems thinking and the systems-based approach, this video will help set the context for what we're about to discuss and give you a clearer perspective on how everything connects. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first US copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today we'll be exploring ginkgo biloba, an important medicinal plant, and understanding how it plays a vital role in strengthening and supporting gut health. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should allow you to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What truly drives everything we do, whether it's through Truth Freedom Health, Cytosolve, or any of our initiatives, is the recognition that those in power are actively contributing to a global health crisis. This isn't an exaggeration. The data clearly shows that people's lifespans are actually declining. And that reality underscores why our work is so critical, to empower people with real knowledge and tools to take control of their own health and lives. When we look at the data objectively, the trends are stark. Lifespan is actually declining, while the cost of living, which directly affects people's ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you just examine this graph without emotion, it becomes painfully clear. Those driving these trends are not acting in the interest of human well-being. Their decisions, consciously or not, have the effect of putting lives at risk. In other words, the system they've built doesn't just neglect you, it actively works against you. And this isn't just a recent phenomenon, something that's happened in the last 5 or 10 years. If you look closely at this graph, you'll see it's been happening for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. This process has been carried out by everyone, those on the left, those on the right, people claiming to be independent, and even those presenting themselves as agents of change. The pattern is clear. Regardless of labels, the outcome has consistently worked against ordinary people. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shattertheswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it ginkgo, or be it garlic, or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that, so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing, and that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is several important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's the fact that environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote-unquote pandemic in March of 2020 by giving people solutions and educating people on how the body is a system. No other person did that, except, frankly, me. And the credit has to be given because I am concerned for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people. And one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning system science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my system's creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses, it's a platform, it's the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach includes strengthening your immune system. It includes learning how to eat healthy local food, even on a budget. You get access to clean food through our certified clean solution, which has been in place for over a decade. This all comes from understanding system science. So you learn how to truly educate yourself. It also comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate and from developing our own leaders within the community. The swarm creates leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement, on the other hand, is creating leaders for Truth Freedom Health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces train people to spend money on things that are essentially garbage. What our movement does instead is give people the tools they actually need. If you're interested in these tools, you can find them at truthfreedomhealth.com. Every Thursday, we host two open house sessions, one at 11 a.m. and another at 8 p.m., and there's no cost to attend. These sessions bring together incredible people who share their journeys to systems. It's also an opportunity for you to become what we call a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you gain the knowledge and education needed so you're not waiting for someone else to take action for you. Everything I do is driven by this core idea of helping you help yourself, and Truth Freedom Health is the platform created to make that possible. Just to repeat, we host these sessions every Thursday at 11 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. You can RSVP right now by visiting vashiva.com/orientation. We'd love to have you join us on Thursdays and be part of the conversation. Our platform is designed to help you think, fight, and heal all together. As part of this mission, we've built integrated platforms, including a leadership training institute and a systems health institute. Through these institutes, we educate leaders to truly help others by understanding that healing requires the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We provide practical tools to apply this approach, and the Cytosolv Open Science Institute offers a powerful framework to develop new solutions and create new products. Together, these platforms give you a complete framework of solutions, enabling you to actively be part of the solution. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin, and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolv, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolv took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey. And clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. you get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing, but the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about ginkgo, or when I talk about turmeric, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who does not want to talk politics is one of the most ignorant people in the world. As the great writer Alberto Brick says, they want to hide their head in the sand. People in America, in many ways, have the luxury of doing that. But if you're hiding your head in the sand and you don't want to be political, understand that's a very selfish way to be, because you're doing it at the sacrifice of all the other working people. So those people in the United States must rise. They must become political and healthy and want to fight for freedom. So if you want to get strong, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be smart, then you've come to the right movement. But if you want to be dumb and you want to be worse and you want to be, you know, sick, it's not the place to be. But before we start on ginkgo, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to ginkgo on gut health. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn for yourself and become warrior scholars. That way, you'll truly understand the roots of the systems approach and think independently. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on ginkgo on gut health.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution, and that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game, and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done, and it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself, or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter, and in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved, but understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support, we give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let me also remind you that we host an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and again at 8 p.m., and everyone is welcome to join us. So what are we going to cover today? First, we'll start with some background on ginkgo biloba and what we currently understand about gut health, why gut issues occur, and what the latest scientific evidence tells us about the underlying mechanisms. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary platform that enables us to innovate using food in a truly scientific and systems-driven way, allowing us to design smarter and more targeted solutions. Then we'll share our initiative, a fresh and structured approach to tackling these challenges. And just to be clear, while today's focus is on ginkgo, this is not a one-size-fits-all solution. Gut health is an incredibly complex systems problem, which is precisely why it hasn't been fully solved yet. We'll also explain how ginkgo specifically supports gut health, how much might be appropriate, and the honest reality of whether it's suitable for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll discuss how you can be part of this initiative and contribute to advancing this new systems-based approach. As we've discussed, ginkgo is often referred to as the living fossil. Ginkgo biloba is an ancient deciduous tree known for its remarkable strength and resilience. It is easily recognized by its distinctive fan-shaped, irregularly lobed leaves, and it can grow up to 40 meters tall, an impressive testament to its longevity and survival over millions of years of evolution. For more than 2,000 years, this plant has been used in traditional medicine in China and other parts of the world. Today, it is widely cultivated across Europe, Asia, Argentina, North America, and New Zealand, underscoring its continued global relevance in both historical and modern herbal medicine. Coming to its indigenous and traditional uses, ginkgo biloba holds tremendous medicinal spiritual, and horticultural importance in Chinese culture. It is not just valued as a medicinal plant, but also respected as a symbol of resilience and longevity. The evolutionary history of ginkgo is equally fascinating. Its precursors can be traced back to the early Cretaceous period, with primitive plants showing characteristics aligned with the ginkgos appearing as far back as the Upper Paleozoic and throughout the Mesozoic era, particularly during the Jurassic period. This deep evolutionary lineage is one of the reasons it is called a living fossil. In traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, ginkgo seeds have long been used both as food and as medicine, commonly consumed as snacks and incorporated into remedies for various health conditions. Now let's shift our focus to gut health. When we talk about gut health, we're really referring to the overall well-being and proper functioning of the digestive system, from digestion and nutrient absorption to immune balance and barrier integrity. Poor gut health can be influenced by multiple factors, including chronic stress, aging, a low-fiber diet, and even excessive dairy intake. These factors can disrupt the delicate balance of the gut environment. When that balance is disturbed, it often presents as common digestive complaints, such as bloating, heartburn, nausea, constipation, diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and food intolerances. In more serious cases, it may even lead to concerning symptoms like unexplained weight loss or blood in the stool. When it comes to maintaining gut health, several key interventions play an important role. First and foremost, a balanced diet along with maintaining a healthy body weight forms the foundation of a well-functioning digestive system. Nutrition directly influences the gut microbiota, inflammation levels, and the integrity of the gut lining. It's also important to avoid the overuse of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, as these medications can irritate and damage the gut lining over time. Supporting the gut with a combination of prebiotics and probiotics can create a strong synergistic effect, helping to restore microbial balance and improve overall gut resilience. Finally, strategies such as chemoprevention have also been explored for long-term gut protection. Agents like aspirin and selective COX-2 inhibitors have been studied for their potential role in reducing inflammation and protecting gut health over time. Gut health is truly a growing global concern. Each year, an estimated 685 million people experience acute gastroenteritis, highlighting just how widespread digestive disorders are worldwide. This staggering number underscores the importance of maintaining a healthy gut and taking proactive steps to support digestive resilience and overall well-being. Now let's take a closer look at how ginkgo, with its unique blend of bioactive compounds, can play an important role in supporting gut health. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. So we thought, why not apply this same approach to gut health too? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. I'll explain how this systems-based platform allows us to model complex biological pathways, integrate scientific data, and design targeted solutions in a structured and evidence-driven way. This will give you a clearer picture of how we approach gut health, not as an isolated issue, but as part of an interconnected biological system. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. Right now, you can see that we're actively working across a wide range of areas, covering health, disease, and overall well-being. We're developing several formulations, each at different stages, ranging from phase one all the way to phase six. In phase six, we've already developed two very powerful products. Additionally, we have about four discoveries that have been patented marking significant milestones in our research. In phase four, we're actively working across 7 different areas, conducting screenings to evaluate potential outcomes. Beyond that, we have 9 areas where we're performing advanced modeling, 5 areas focused on publications, and another 9 areas where we're building systems architectures. The exciting part is that all of you can participate in this journey. We're planning to enable contributions and support, whether through donations or even by helping spin out different pieces of the company's initiatives. This is truly a collaborative effort where everyone can be part of advancing health and wellness solutions. We are now in the third phase, called in silico modeling, and today we'll share some insights from this stage with you. One product where we've already taken this approach is MV25. MV25 has gone through this entire end-to-end process. We began by developing the complete systems architecture. That architecture was then published to share the work publicly. After publication, we carried out in silico modeling. We then performed combination screenings and made key discoveries by modeling all the molecular pathways involved in osteoarthritis, a condition affecting nearly 500 million people. Using Cytosolve without any external funding, publishing the results, completing detailed modeling, and evaluating a wide range of natural foods to identify and assemble effective ingredient combinations. Through this process, we were able to make a significant discovery. Specifically, we identified a combination of natural ingredients capable of targeting osteoarthritis at the molecular level. We also discovered 2 highly potent natural ingredients at the right dosages that act across these molecular pathways to help reduce pain. To validate and protect this work, we went beyond publication and secured a United States patent. That moment marked the first time we not only supported other companies, but also manufactured the product ourselves for direct use. At this point, we'll play a video that explains the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it. Most importantly, it shows that we now have a tangible solution that has gone through every step of this process. This same approach can be applied across diseases, forming one of the core solutions we are developing. So I'll share with you about MV25, and this is the same approach we're now applying to gut health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across 4 decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
I am Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here, we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of Big Pharma. You can visit mv25.life, which we call the Momentum to Move. Ordering this product is a way to support your own health while also supporting the work we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets. We're against animal testing. Using the same approach, we developed a product called K9701, which combines roughly 15 to 20 natural ingredients into a comprehensive whole health solution for pets. This is available as the Whole Health Pet Supplement. We've also developed another powerful product, Healthy Tea, which comes in 7 unique blends. Each blend is carefully designed to target a specific area of health. These include Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy Tea, Femini Tea, and Immuni Tea. And now we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. The range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. And since we're on the topic of gut health, I'd like to recommend Digest Tea, a carefully crafted herbal blend made with traditional ingredients that are known to strengthen the body and support a healthy digestive system. Our latest launch focuses on products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. With decades of research behind it, this formula is carefully designed to reinforce and maintain your body's immune foundation. Building on that foundation, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, features a potent blend of science-backed, synergistic nutrients, carefully formulated to activate and optimize your body's natural immune defenses. So there we go. So now our Cytosolve Gut Health Initiative is at the in silico modeling phase. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. In phase one, we focus on the system's architecture of gut health. At the core of this is oxidative stress, which acts as a major driver of cellular imbalance. Over time, unchecked oxidative stress can damage tissues and directly contribute to the onset and progression of gut diseases and vice versa. Understanding this two-way link is the first step toward developing effective interventions. We're going straight to the root of the problem, starting fresh and thoroughly examining all the research to really understand what's happening. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which usually targets just a single pathway, our approach is holistic and systems-based, designed to support gut health from multiple angles. Here we see how oxidative stress plays a direct role in gut disease. On the right, excess reactive oxygen species, or ROS, trigger inflammatory signaling, which activates NF-kappa-B inside the nucleus. This leads to the release of inflammatory cytokines, driving cell injury, chronic inflammation, and eventually conditions like ulcers or even carcinogenesis. On the left, you can see how this same pathway in the colon or rectum causes epithelial cell injury and death, further contributing to gut disease progression. What we've discovered so far, and we're still actively exploring, is that when you get down to the fundamentals, you begin to see the deeper truth of how these systems really work. In phase one, we map out the system's architecture of gut health by identifying the major factors that can compromise it. These include several key factors, like genetics, immune responses, and an imbalance in gut bacteria, which play a major role. External factors matter too, like environmental exposure, lifestyle choices, and regular use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Stress, smoking, dairy consumption, and excessive alcohol consumption can also throw off gut balance, especially in sensitive individuals. Together, these 10 factors shape the foundation of gut health, and understanding them helps us build better solutions moving forward. Understanding these helps us map out the bigger picture of how gut-related diseases develop. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process all the data and build our models to bring the complete picture together. In phase four, we move into combination screening. Here we look at a wide range of potential ingredients that could work together to support a healthier gut. This includes botanicals like aloe vera, amla, asafoetida, ashwagandha, cardamom, cinnamon, cloves, coriander, cumin, curd, fennel, fenugreek, garlic, ginger, ginkgo, licorice, pepper, Tinospora cordifolia, and turmeric. The challenge and why there hasn't been a breakthrough is that while many videos highlight these elements individually, the real question is how they work together. How do you crack that code? That's exactly what we aim to explore. We're not claiming to have all the answers yet, but we are taking a systems-based approach. By first mapping out the complete architecture, we can begin to uncover what's truly happening. But today, we're going to focus on ginkgo, one of the 19 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve gut health. Through our cytosolve analysis, we found that over the past 139 years, ginkgo has been the focus of 5,966 research articles and 440 clinical trials. This extensive body of work highlights not only the scientific interest in ginkgo, but also its recognized significance in clinical research. Now let's briefly look at the composition of ginkgo biloba. It contains around 24 key bioactive molecules that have been well researched. While many other compounds are present, these are considered the most important contributors to its biological and therapeutic effects. It contains a range of beneficial nutrients, including minerals, vitamins, and powerful phytochemicals, all of which work together to contribute to its potential role in supporting overall wellness. Ginkgo biloba contains 9 key minerals: sodium, potassium, calcium, manganese, copper, iron, zinc, magnesium, and phosphorus, all of which contribute to its overall nutritional and physiological value. In addition to these minerals, ginkgo biloba also provides 9 essential vitamins, including vitamin D, vitamin A, B12, B9, B6, B3, B2, B1, and vitamin C. And finally, ginkgo biloba contains 6 powerful phytochemicals, including quercetin, bilobolide, isohemnetin, camphorol, ginkgolide, and bilobol. Together, these nutrients and bioactive compounds give ginkgo its unique potential to support overall health and well-being. And here you can see the chemical structures of some of the key active compounds found in ginkgo biloba, including bilobolide, bilobol, and the various ginkgolides. These unique molecular structures are what give ginkgo its distinctive biological properties and contribute to its wide range of physiological effects. Owing to its varied chemical composition, ginkgo offers wide-ranging health benefits across different biological functions. As you can see, ginkgo biloba demonstrates a broad spectrum of biological effects. It has been linked to anti-diabetic, neuroprotective, anti-inflammatory, immunomodulatory, and antimicrobial actions. Beyond that, it also shows antioxidant, cardioprotective, hepatoprotective, pulmoprotective, wound healing, anti-obesity, anti-dementia, and even potential anti-cancer properties, highlighting its wide-ranging impact on overall health. Coming to its health benefits, on this slide, you can see that ginkgo biloba has been shown to provide a broad spectrum of health benefits. It offers protective effects against cardiovascular disease and oxidative damage, and has been associated with benefits in conditions such as depression, diabetes, cancer, gut health disorders, and dementia. In addition, it plays a role in reducing inflammation, supporting respiratory health, and addressing metabolic concerns such as obesity, further emphasizing its wide-ranging therapeutic potential. But now let's take a moment to review what we have learned through our combination screening process, specifically regarding ginkgo. Once again, we're sharing original research. Let's take a closer look at what's truly happening. Here we can see how ginkgo biloba supports gut health, particularly through its potential role in inhibiting gastric cancer via its anti-cancer properties. One of its active components, gingolic acid, GA, has been shown to inhibit the migration of gastric cancer cells. It also induces apoptosis in these cells by activating the caspase 3-PARP pathway. In addition, GA treatment significantly increases reactive oxygen species, or ROS, production within gastric cancer cells, which further promotes cell death. Overall, GA activates the intrinsic apoptotic pathway, involving caspases and cytochrome C release, contributing to the targeted elimination of cancerous cells. Here we can see another important mechanism through which ginkgo biloba may help alleviate ulcerative colitis, primarily through its anti-inflammatory effects. One of its key bioactive compounds, bilobolide, has been shown to inhibit inflammatory cytokines. In conditions like intestinal dysbiosis, pro-inflammatory cytokines such as IL-1-beta, IL-6, and TNF-alpha become elevated, which worsens inflammation. These cytokines activate signaling pathways like MAPK and AKT-NF-kappa-B, further amplifying the inflammatory response. Bilobolide helps counteract this process by inhibiting the MAPK and AKT-NF-kappa-B pathways, modulating the composition of the intestinal microbiota and supporting intestinal barrier integrity, ultimately helping to reduce inflammation in ulcerative colitis. And we are now in the process of doing this. We will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out GutSolve is going to do. We're right here in the third phase of in silico modeling. So now how can you help with this and be part of the solution? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you'd like to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this or learn more about it, you can actually participate. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for warrior scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of systems science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where everyone can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at ginkgo, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that ginkgo has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Let's take a closer look at this data. Here we can see how ginkgo biloba performs as a therapeutic agent. When compared with glibenclamide, a standard medication used for diabetes management, ginkgo demonstrates even greater effectiveness in improving the serum lipid profile. In diabetic groups, ginkgo extracts significantly increased HDL cholesterol levels, and at higher doses, its effect was comparable to, or even slightly better than, glibenclamide. This highlights its potential metabolic benefits alongside its other systemic effects. Here's another way ginkgo biloba demonstrates its therapeutic potential. In this data set, ginkgo extract performs comparably to ibuprofen when it comes to reducing inflammation. The results show that ginkgo extract significantly reduced inflammatory cell levels, essentially on par with ibuprofen. This highlights its strong potential as a natural alternative for managing inflammation while supporting overall systemic health. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. There are several initiatives you can support through donations. We also have a gut health initiative that you can contribute to. And just so you know, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now, you might be wondering, if ginkgo is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The truth is, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works exceptionally well for one person may have little or no effect on another. It ultimately comes down to finding the right solution for the right individual at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, in the context of inflammation, findings reported by Tabassum and colleagues in 2022 showed that a dose of 40 milligrams per kilogram of body weight of ginkgo biloba was effective in producing significant anti-inflammatory effects. For diabetes, available clinical evidence suggests that ginkgo biloba may show beneficial effects at doses around 120 milligrams per kilogram of body weight, indicating its potential role in supporting metabolic regulation and glycemic control. Then, ginkgo biloba extract at a dose of 240 milligrams per day has shown clinical benefit in supporting cognitive function in individuals with dementia, highlighting its potential neuroprotective role. Finally, for reducing symptoms of depression, ginkgo biloba extract at a dose of 19.2 milligrams taken 3 times daily has shown clinical benefit, further demonstrating its potential role in supporting mood and mental well-being. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician. But the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. Now, while ginkgo biloba does offer many potential benefits, it's important to be aware of possible side effects, particularly at higher doses. Some of the main concerns include headaches, heart palpitations, allergic reactions, and gastrointestinal upset. These effects are relatively uncommon at typical intake levels, but they are still important to keep in mind. And of course, this is not medical advice. If you're considering using ginkgo for therapeutic purposes, it's always best to consult with your healthcare provider to ensure it's appropriate for you. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if ginkgo is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a black dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. According to the Eastern System approach, ginkgo biloba is believed to help restore balance in the body by calming excess vata and pitta while helping to stabilize kapha. By supporting this doshic balance, it is traditionally viewed as promoting overall systemic harmony and resilience. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away. But this is a condition where ginkgo may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms, VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved. And this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for gut health, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows us to teach others to figure this out. So, to bring everything together, ginkgo biloba seeds have been used for centuries in traditional Chinese medicine, both as a functional food and as a therapeutic agent. At the molecular level, one of its active compounds, gingolic acid, promotes the apoptotic pathway, which may help inhibit the progression of gastric cancer cells. At the same time, another important compound, bilobolide, helps regulate the intestinal microbiota and strengthen the intestinal barrier by inhibiting the MAPK and AKT-NFKB signaling pathways. Together, these mechanisms highlight how ginkgo can support gut health through both anti-cancer and anti-inflammatory pathways. And we are right now in GutSolve, which is a new spin-out at the third phase of in silico modeling. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we wrap up our discussion on the benefits of ginkgo biloba for gut health. I hope you can see that we approach this from a true systems perspective, integrating science, health, and the broader context in which these issues exist. If you want to become smarter, healthier, and stronger, I encourage you to get involved in Truth Freedom Health. One of the most powerful ways to support both yourself and this mission is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We've shared several calls to action today, and I truly hope this session has been valuable for you. This movement is about supporting your growth and development. That's the core purpose behind everything we're building. For those who joined us late, today's discussion focused on ginkgo and gut health, and this is part of an ongoing series we'll continue exploring. Stay engaged, stay informed, and continue investing in your own advancement. Be well, and thank you.